yesterday?
有多少人昨天在场？
How many of you felt that were here yesterday felt today that there wasn't as easy a flow to move into the gifts?
你们会不会觉得就是说，感觉就是说比较容易呢？可以比较 easier or
how many of you experienced difficulty today that you didn't experience yesterday?
Okay, 有多少人感觉今天比昨天更不容易的？可以顺着进入圣灵的水流。
Okay, it wasn't just me.
不是只有我有这种感觉。
When I took my break, the Lord gave me a word of knowledge.
当我刚在休息的时候呢，神给我一句话。
And He showed me what to do to remedy the problem.
他告诉我说应该怎么来解决这个问题。
So what I need is everybody that was not here Friday and Saturday, I need you to stand up.
我们现在要做的就是说请这些礼拜五礼拜六没有来的人站起来。
The rest of you that were here Friday and Saturday, I want you to come and lay hands on those that were not here. Everybody, you too, Kathy.
好，我们这些前几堂都有来参加的人呢，我要你们起来为这些今天才来的人按手。
I'll show you what you're going to do. You're going to lay your hands on them.
我现在来示范给你们看，就是你们把手放在
Somebody may even want to lay hands on their head.
甚至你要把你的手放在他们的头旁边。
If you're, I want you to touch people.
我要你就是用手触摸他们。
Okay. I really want you to lay hands on these people.
真的要为他们按手。
Okay.
就为他们按手。
Amen.
按手按在他们身上或者有些人甚至你必须要按在他们的头部的地方
Because what we are going to do is release an impartation to them
因为我们要做的就是说我们要把我们所得到的分赐给他们释放出来给他们
For what we have been receiving in the spirit
就是我们在灵里面已经得着的
So Angela, why don't you lay your hands on these sistersEither on their heads or on their. This, if I want to activate somebody in the spirit,
如果我没有来开启当中的还没有被开启的人
very often I will place my hand right here.
基本上我经常做的就是呢，把我的手放在他们的腹部的地方
If I sense that there is a mental, like an intellectual problem.
如果我感觉就是说在他们心理上面或者精神上面有一点问题的时候
Then I will lay hands on their head
那么我就会把手放在他的头额的地方
So what we're going to do right now is those of you that were here you're going to release Joseph you can put your hand right there on that gentleman's yeah right there
所以你现在做你可以把你的手就放在他们的腹部的地方
Remember Jesus said out of your belly will flow rivers of living water
记得耶稣讲到说从你的腹中要流出活水的江河来
So we're releasing those rivers
所以我们要把这样的江河释放出来
And wherever there's any mental resistance we're loosing it off of them
有一些人如果他们在心理上面呢还是在拒绝的呢我们也可以就释放他们
So those of you that were here Friday and Saturday,
所以这些礼拜五、礼拜六来参加的人
I want you to lay hands on your brothers and sisters.
我要你们现在就按手在他们的身上
And I want you to repeat after me.
并且跟着我来祷告
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名
Okay, I need to start back. I need to back up.The people that are being prayed for, no, don't repeat.
这些被祷告的人
The people that are being prayed for, you are going to receive something in the spirit.
你在灵里面要来接受，要来领受。
How many of you need to receive something in the spirit?
你们有多少人想要来领受的？
Okay, so those of you that are having hands laid on you are going to receive an impartation.
你们这些被按的人呢，这些要按手在你们身上的人，就要来分赐他们已经得到的在你们的身上。
So you won't repeat after me.
所以你们不要祷告。
You'll just be reaching up to God and giving Him praise for receiving what He's giving you.
你们就很单，就单单的举手感谢神，就是为着你们将要得领受到的感谢神。
So those of you that were here.I want you to repeat after me.
所以这些已经来参加过的人，我要你跟着我这样祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，I thank you that you have activated me.
谢谢你已经启动了我。
To move in the gifts of the Spirit.
可以在圣灵的恩赐里面运作。
I release an anointing.
我释放我的恩膏。
I release an impartation.
并且释放 我的可以分赐
to my brother
给我的
to my sister
弟兄和姐妹
that we might all be together
这样我们就可以合而为一
I release it freely
我自由的释放
knowing that I have received it from you
并且知道我是从你得来的
Let's just give the Lord praise.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Ora garabasi robosoto robosotos. Erba rabasundo robosikia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, you can be seated.
好，你们现在可以坐下了。
Whatever we receive from the Lord,
不论我们从神领受了到什么
we receive by faith.
我们是凭着信心领受的。
And you who were not here Friday and Saturday,
对这些礼拜五、礼拜六没有来的人
have just been brought to the place where the people who have been here are.
已经呢被带到跟同样的有来参加过的弟兄姊妹的人的层次了。
You've been activated into the gifts of the Spirit.
你们现在已经被开启了，在圣灵里面的这些的恩赐已经被开启了。
So you can expect to prophesy.
所以呢，你就期待的，你也可以发预言。
All right, let's look at prophecy.
好，我们现在来看看先知性的预言。
Wow, this is a big section. All right.Bynes Dictionary says that it signifies speaking forth the mind and counsel of God.
Where are you at?
Just say it's speaking forth the mind and counsel of God.
Oh, 这个先知性的预言呢，就是讲到就是说把神的心意呢讲出来。
I'm going to read something out of the Spirit-filled Life Bible.
我现在要来读一些圣经的章节。
It says, since the heart of true prophecy is Christ himself, the word prophecy not only defines the Bible, but confines all prophesying that claims to be true. This text, 1 John 4, 1-6, shows that John distinguished the spirit of truth and error by whether the sinless glory and servanthood of our Lord Jesus Christ were the focus. All true prophecy rests in and upon Christ, the foundation.If the foundation is solidly built upon, the shape of all that rises will look and sound like Jesus.
Oh, 这是好长的一段。好，在圣经里面讲到说，既然呢，我们呢，同样的领受到的这样的预言都是从耶稣，从基督他自己来的他的心意。这个预言性的话呢，不是。仅仅呢从来从圣经里面来定义，但是呢全
It's alright. It's good enough. Alright, now let's look at, in other words, when prophecy comes forth.
当这样的预言性的话下来的时候。
If it does not reflect the character and nature of Jesus,
如果不是反映出我们主耶稣基督的性情的话
it cannot be true prophecy.
就不是一个真正的预言。
However, even the smallest prophetic word,
尽管这只是一个小小的预言
such as God loves you,
就像譬如说像神爱你
He wants you to know today that He really loves you.
他就是要你知道他真的爱你。
When it comes right from the throne of God,
如果这是真的是从神的宝座下来的,
it ministers to the spirit of the person receiving it.
那么这个对那个被服侍的人呢的里面呢就可以被服侍到了。
There's an anointing and life to it.
因为呢就有那个从神来的那个生命跟恩膏就在那里。
Some people say, I only have a few words.
有的人或许会说我只有几句话。
I always tell them, well, when God made the world and He said, let there be light, that was only four words.
我就对他们说当神创造天地的时候只用了四个字那就是那要有光中文是三个字。
So it really doesn't matter how big it is as long as God's in it.
所以呢只要是神的话无所谓不管有多长多短都无所谓。
Remember, with all the other gifts, the important thing is that we're serving the body of Christ.
不管恩赐呢，就是被用来建立基督的肢体的。
Let's look at some expressions of prophecy.
我们来看看这些先知性预言的一些的方式。
A prophetic anointing is the presence of God manifested to enable an individual to minister prophetically.
先知性的恩膏呢，就是神他自己彰显他自己，使这些个人被服侍到的个人呢，有被这种先知性的服侍到。
There is a prophetic anointing here.
这边呢有一个先知性的恩膏在这里。
Prophetic praying.
先知性的祷告。
This kind of praying is effective, spirit-directed praying that does not rely on natural wisdom or information.
这一类型的祷告呢，并不是靠着在世界上属世的这些的智慧，或者从自然来的智慧。
It can include and encompass the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits.
这一类的祷告呢，可以包含着有知识的言语、智慧的言语和辨别诸灵。
The next one I happen to know, Cynthia moves in. She moves in this prophetic dance inside.
Whoa.再来下一段我们要讲的就是先知性的跳舞跟唱歌Cynthia 就曾经这样子有过这样的经历
It's an individual moving under the prophetic anointing acting out the Holy Spirit
这个是讲到说有一个个别的一个人呢他就是在圣灵的带领之下呢有这些的动作出来
I believe you've been gifted with that as well Pastor Angela
我认为 Angela 师母
at home, I think you dance at home before the Lord.
我相信你家是在神面前跳舞的，因为我已经看到了，我的灵里面看到了。
It's prophetic. It's beautiful.
这个是先知性的，是很美的。
I didn't mean to embarrass you.
我并不想要来使你觉得不好意思。
I told you, I just see things.
我告诉过你们，我可以在灵里面看见。
How many of you have seen prophetic dance or prophetic sign?
有没有人看过就是关于这些先知性的跳舞啊或者是有这些的动作出来
It can almost speak to your spirit more deeply than words
这一类的彰显出来的时候呢是可以对你的灵里面呢有更深的作用
And it can either be choreographed or spontaneous
Spontaneous say that again.
It can either be choreographed, planned, or spontaneous.
它可以是自发性的，或者是启发性的。
And the reason I say it can be either one of those is it's the same with teaching or preaching.
我这样讲的是因为，譬如说我们讲到教导。
How many of you were at Holy Ground this morning?
有多少人今天早上在丰收圣徒之家的教会
Could you sense when the spirit of prophecy came upon me and I spoke to the congregation prophetically?
你可以感觉到就是说当这样的灵降下来的时候我就对着会众来说预言
I had my notes
我还有我
I was playing, I had a plan
我那时候是有预备要做一些事情的
But when the spirit of prophecy comes,
但是当神的灵降下的时候
it transforms what is planned.
就把我的计划呢又改变了。
It's good to plan.
有计划是好的。
Teachers have to plan.
因为做一个教师需要是有这样的计划的。
The other, another expression of prophecy is prophetic counseling.
另外一个先知性的作用就是讲到先知性的咨询或者是劝导。
How many of you have been in a situation and you needed the mind of the Lord for the person you are counseling?
有多少人认为说你真的需要从神来的灵呢？来为一个人在进行咨询的时候。
That's prophetic counseling.
那个就是属于先知性的咨询。
Let's look at five types of prophetic ministry.
我们现在来看看先知性的服事方式有五种形态。
Moses said, "Would that all of God's prophets, all of God's people, would be prophets."
摩西讲到说，愿神的子民都发预言。
However, in the New Testament, it says, Paul said, "I would that you all would prophesy."
像新约也讲到，就是说，我要你们都，我希望你们都发预言。
He also said, "I would that you would all speak in tongues."
我愿你们都说方言。
Let's look at the office of the prophet.
我们现在来看看先知的这个职位。
In Ephesians 2:19 and 20, it says, "Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone."
在以弗所书二章十九节、二十节这边讲到说，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
We also have scripture reference Ephesians 4, where it says Jesus gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
在以弗所书四章的地方也讲到，就是说他所赐的有使徒、有先知、传福音的牧师和教师。
First Corinthians 12 says, "In the church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets."
在哥林多前书十二章这里呢，也讲到，就是说他所赐的是先有使徒，然后呢有先知。
Acts 13 says that.In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers.
然后在使徒行传十三章的地方就讲到说，在安提阿的教会呢，有先知和教师。
A prophet is a spiritually mature person to whom God has given the ministry gift of a prophet.
先知呢，通常来讲就是一个就是耶稣呢，已经给他有这样子服事人的恩赐呢，是就是赋予在这些比较成熟的人的身上。
This person is a gift to the church, one of the five listed in Ephesians 4.
那这个职位呢是一个恩赐，对教会来讲是一个恩赐。
This gift is an extension of Jesus himself.
然后这样的恩赐呢就是耶稣他自己的延伸。
This is not part of body ministry.
这个并不是属于就是说在服事做来用作在肢体上面的服事的。
Does everybody know what the term body ministry means?
有没有人知道就说这个肢体的服事的意思是什么？
Okay, body ministry is the ministry that Christians have to one another.
肢体的服事就是讲到就说我们这位弟兄姐妹对弟兄姊妹的服事。
It's vertical.
是平等的。
We're all part of the same body.
因为我们都是同样的在耶稣的身体上互为肢体。
But the office gifts represent the headship of Jesus.
但是有先知职位的呢，是讲到说他是代表神的，是在上面的地方的。
They're governmental authority gifts.
他是有管理的这样的恩赐的。
Does that clarify it?
这样清楚吗？
All right.The prophet is anointed by God to perceive and communicate the mind and will of God.
Okay, 先知呢就是神自己，神呢来恩膏他， 并且呢，他可以用神的心意来跟神沟通。
For individuals, churches, groups, cities, and even nations.
可以做个人的服事，对教会，或者对一个团体，或者甚至城市，或者是国度性的。
While the gift of prophecy is for edification, comfort, and encouragement, the office of the prophet has a greater function and authority.
我们一般讲到预言呢，是说预言是为了要造就、安慰、劝勉。但是呢，这个先知的职位呢，是比这些的是高过于这些的作用的，跟他的有他的权柄在那里的。
A prophet can minister correction, direction, rebuke, instruction, judgment, and revelation according to the direction of Jesus, the head of the church.
先知的运作呢，它可以是更正的，或者指导的，或者是斥责的，或者是来甚至是来判定一个事情，或者是把神的把耶稣基督呢，他所要显示出来的心意呢，都带出来。
Here we have Strong's definition and Vine's definition.
我们在这边有属于 Strong, how do we?
Strong.
Strong. 这边有一个书的名字就叫做 Strong, 我不晓得他们应该怎么翻。这是一本书这边就讲到有两本书，一本是叫 Strong， 一本是叫 Vine 或者是 Divine。
So the next we have the prophet is the first。
所以我们要来讲到就是先知呢是在第一个位置的。
Then we have prophetic preaching。
然后我们呢有讲到是先知性的讲道。
Now these are the five types of prophetic ministry.
这个就是五种形态的先知性的预言。
Prophetic preaching must be grounded in biblical truth.
先知性的讲道呢就是要建立在神的话语上面。
And it must withstand examination by the word.
并且呢，是要从神的话语里面呢来建立出来一些东西的。
Remember the saying that I said the other day.
记得我有一天跟你们说到
，The spirit without the word and you blow up.
如果神的灵没有神的话的话，你就很容易被风吹走。
The word without the spirit and you dry up.
如果神的话没有神的灵的话，你会觉得枯干。
But the word and the spirit.
但是神的话跟神的灵
，You grow up，
并行的时候，你就能够成长。
All right. So prophetic preaching always has to have a biblical foundation.
所以先知性的讲道呢，一定要有圣经作为基础。
It's inspired by God regarding the entire message, the content, and illustrations.
这个是从神来的启示呢，是关于这整个的信息呢，也。包括了神他自己所要启示的。
Any one of the fivefold or ascension gift ministries can preach prophetically.
任何人呢，只要就说你有这种服事的恩赐的话呢，你都可以有这样子的先知性的讲道。
It's not simply restricted to the office of the prophet.
并不被就说你一定要是一个先知才能做这样的讲道，一定是要有那种职位的先知。
Prophetic presbytery.
先知性的长老。
How many here have been part of a prophetic presbytery?
在这边有多少人是属于先知性的长老？ I think we don't understand about what.
Prophetic presbytery. It must come to the Chinese church.
他说这一类先知性的长老呢，一定是从中国人的教会来的。
Well, I know Rebecca.Was part of the prophetic presbytery we had at our church.
我知道 Rebecca 呢，她就是属于这一类型的教会。
A prophetic presbytery is a solemn assembly.
先知性的长老呢是
solemn assembly. It's a holy convocation. A set aside time in the spirit.
就是说这一类型的人，他们呢就是认为说他们是非常圣洁的一派的。
Is that it? All right.
A prophetic presbytery is a gathering of usually between 3 and 5.
先知性的长老呢，通常都是由3到5个人所组成的。
Spiritually mature and qualified gift ministries.
通常呢，他们具有比较成熟的，并且是有一些的基本的资格呢。
For the
来服侍的。
For the specific purposes.
他们的作用呢是。
Of confirming or activating believers into their place in the body.
就是要来确定呢，并且呢，要来启动呢，就是说有这样的信者呢，在他们在基督的身体里面。
Or ordaining fivefold ministries.
或者是来按立五重执事。
Or bringing forth prophetic revelation and confirmation to members of a local body that is needed to advance them in their personal calling.
或者是把这样子，用一些先知性的一些的启示方式呢，或做一些的确认，使带领这些在神的国里面有呼召的人呢，进到基督的肢体里面。
Dr. Bill Hammond says,
Bill Hammond 博士这样说
says only the prophet can minister in the prophetic realm ordained for the prophet.
只有这种有先知职位的人呢，才能够按立，或者是才能够服侍，就是有先知性的呼召的人。
Prophets are anointed to do on an individual basis all that a prophetic presbytery team can do.
I'm kind of lost.
Okay, a prophet can do all of the above except ordain fivefold ministries by themselves.
这就是说有先知职位的人呢，他可以呢来做这些的事情，除了他不能够按立他自己以外。
It is an awesome thing to have a prophetic presbytery.
其实呢，有这个先知性的长老团呢，是非常好的一件事。
When we had our prophetic presbytery a couple of years ago,
当几年前我们有这种先知性的长老团，
we had people had to apply to be a candidate for presbytery, for ministry.
有一些人他们就要来成为这个团里面的一员。
It's not a casual event.
这不是一件寻常的事。
We had 3 months of fasting and prayer and preparation.
我们需要有3个月的禁食、祷告和预备的工作。
We had a team of 3 prophetic ministers.
我们有3个团的先知性的服事在那里。
We had an apostle, a prophet, and an evangelist pastor.
我们在那里有使徒，有先知牧师传福音的。
Actually, the team was so blessed. The prophetic presbytery that came was so blessed.
这个先知性的祈祷长老团呢是非常的蒙福的。
One of them told me it was the spiritual highlight of their life.
有一个人跟我讲说，这个先知性的长老团呢，就像一个光一样的，可以显出一些的作用来。
It's an excellent, excellent gathering for building up the body of Christ.
这是一个非常好的一个方式，跟一个团体呢，可以来建立基督的肢体。
There's a wonderful book by a man named David Blomgren. It's Blomgren.
有一本书就是这位的作者写的。
And it's called Prophetic Gatherings.
称之为先知性的聚集。
In the local church.
在地方教会里面先知性的聚集。
I would recommend anybody in leadership to get it.
我建议你们当中有领袖呼召的人呢，都来读这一本书。
All right, next we're looking at the gift of prophecy.
好，我们现在要来看先知性的恩赐。
In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams.
在使徒行传这边二章讲到说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的人。你们的儿子要说言语，要你们的儿子儿女都要说预言，还有年轻的都会看到异象，老年人的要做异梦。
How many of you are either a son or a daughter of God?
当中有多少人是神的儿子或女儿
？God says that you will prophesy.
神说你们都要说预言
，right?
是不是
？So I want you to repeat after me.
好，你们现在跟着我说。
Because it says so.
因为圣经就是这么说的。
I will prophesy.
我就会说预言。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo, I like it. You see? Do you see this? Can you sense the difference in the spirit realm now that we've released that impartation?
你可以看见有什么不同吗？就是刚刚我们做了这样一个释放的这种能力出来之后。
See, that was a word of wisdom that God gave me on how to turn it around.
这就是神给我的一句智慧的言语，怎么样把这样的属灵的空气转变。
Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10.
哥林多前书12章。
To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and still to another interpretation of tongues.
哥林多前书十二章第八节到第十节，这边讲到说，这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语，又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐，又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。
I want to clear something up here.
我在这边要做个说明。
When it says to one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom.
这边讲到说。
Okay, to one there is given this message of wisdom.
这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语。
To another, the message of knowledge.
那人又蒙圣灵赐给他知识的言语。
This does not mean that Angela has the word of knowledge.
并不是说到我们的刘师母她有智慧的言语。
And she can't function in any of the other spiritual gifts.
然后他就不能够在其他的恩赐上面运作。
It just means that at any given time when believers gather together,
这讲到说任何时间只要信徒聚在一起
，different people will flow in different ways.
每一个不同的人呢，他们就会有不同的的这样的灵呢在当中运行。
There was some confusion earlier about tongues.
之前呢，有人对这个方言呢有一些的混乱。
There is a misconception that the 1 Corinthians 12 tongues.
他们呢就是对哥林多前书十二章这边讲到的方言呢是有一些不对的观念。
Are the same tongues as Acts chapter 2.
以为说这是跟使徒行传二章那边讲到的是一样的。
Acts chapter 2 is the baptism of the Holy Spirit for every believer.
使徒行传二章那边讲到的这个圣灵他这样方言下来的时候呢是给一切的信徒。
1 Corinthians 12 is the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
使徒但是在哥林多前书这边讲到的方言呢是这位圣灵他随即运行所出来的方言。
Where there's a message in tongues that comes forth in the congregation.
然后这样的方言呢，是圣灵他所带出来的信息是给在场的人。
Every believer, it says, these signs shall follow those who believe.
然后每一个信徒呢，都能够有这样的恩赐。
They shall speak with other tongues.
他们都能够说别国的话来。
So, Every believer can speak with other tongues.
每一位信徒都可以说不同的方言。
Does that clear up the issue about tongues that some of you have asked me about?
这样有没有让你们有这样问题的人明白一点呢？
All right, 1 Thessalonians 5:20 says, "Do not treat prophecies with contempt."
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十节这边讲到说，不要藐视先知的讲论。
The gift of prophecy is a gift of the Holy Spirit.
先知的讲论呢是圣灵的一种恩赐。
It's not to be confused with the office of the prophet, which is a gift of the Son.
不要跟这种有先知的职分的，就是从耶稣那里来的这种的执事有职分的呢混淆在一起。
The gift of prophecy is a function of body ministry.
圣灵所带下的这种预言的恩赐呢，是就着基督的肢体来讲。
But the office of the prophet is a governmental or headship function.
但是的先知的职位呢是为着有这种职位的还有就是说是为了要来治理的这样的作用的
The gift of the Holy Spirit of prophecy
圣灵的这种说预言的恩赐
is vitally necessary to a healthy body
基本上呢是对整个基督的身体来讲呢是健康的
It builds up the body, it comforts the body, and it encourages the body.
因为它能够带来造就、安慰和劝勉、鼓励的这样的工作在里面。
The gift of prophecy is one of the 9 gifts in the Holy Spirit.
这个说方言、说预言的恩赐呢
？It operates by grace and faith.
说预言的恩赐呢，是圣灵的一种的所带出来的，它可以。在信心跟恩典里面操作。
It's not based on a person's spiritual maturity.
并不是按着个人的成熟度。
It cannot be earned or learned.
你没有办法得平白的得到或者是学习到。
It cannot be bought.
你也不能够买到。
Now the spirit of prophecy is something different.
但是呢，说预言的。灵呢是不一样的。
Revelation 19:10 tells us that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
在启示录的十九章这边讲到，就是说，预言里面的灵也都是为耶稣做见证的。
This testimony of Jesus is what Jesus wants to say to his body at any given time.
那这样的恩赐呢，就是从耶稣来的呢，就是耶稣要对他对我们所说的。
It's a special anointing that comes from Jesus.
这是一种特别的恩膏，是从耶稣来的。
It manifests when a prophetic anointing comes over a congregation.
这是当在会众里面的时候显示出来的时候。
When that happens, anyone can prophesy.
当那发生的时候，每一个人都能够说预言。
That anointing can be present when a company of prophets is there.
这样子的预言的方式呢，就是在会众里面，就是可以是一群的先知。
That spirit of prophecy can be manifested under the mantle of an anointed prophet.
或者这样的运作带出来的时候呢，是在一个先知或者是有这样的恩膏之下带出来的。
And it can also come when people are encouraged in the word,
或者是有一个人他从神的话里面得到信心
and believe that the spirit of prophecy can operate through them,
并且相信说这样子的恩赐是能够在他的身上运作出来的
Did you sense a strength in your spirit where you said, God says, I will, and I will prophesy?
你可以感到当你在宣告就是说我可以这样发预言的时候你可以感觉里面有力量出来吗
It wasn't just words, there was life in it.
不是只是一个字但是它有生命力在里面的
Because you said it in faith, taking hold of the word of God.
因为当你凭着信心宣告的时候呢你就神的整个的话就是属于你的
We have several scriptures here.
我们有一些的章节在这里
First Corinthians 14:31.
在哥林多前书14章的31节
says that you can all prophesy in turn, so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged.
这边讲到就是说，你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道，叫众人学道理，叫众人得劝勉。
Pastor Daniel, will you count how many people are here?
Daniel, 弟兄，你可以帮我们算一下这边有多少人吗？
I don't care. I speak the things I see. Should I say prophet, Daniel?
我
Not too far off. Including us?
No.
All right, 58. So there's 58 people here.
我们这边有58个人。
So I want you to look at that scripture with me, 1 Corinthians 14:31.
我希望你们来看哥林多前书14章31节。
And I want you to say, for all 58 of us,
我要你们说这58个人
can prophesy in turn,
轮流着说预言
so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged.
所以每一个人都可以学道理，叫人得劝勉。
Do you believe it?
你相信吗？
It's the word.
因为这是神的话。
You know, Christians should never, never stay discouraged.
从基督徒不应该是常常是觉得常常觉得就是说就是没有被鼓励到的。
I didn't say you should never be discouraged.
我不是在说。
I didn't say you should never experience discouragement.
我不是在说你们不应该经历到这种觉得很沮丧的时候。
But we should never stay in discouraged.
但是我们不应该是经常处在沮丧的状态之下。
God lives in us.
神住在我们里面。
All our sins are forgiven.
全部的罪都已经得到赦免了。
His power is resident within us.
他的力量就在我们当中复活起来。
Our enemy is a defeated foe.
我们的仇敌呢是已经被打败的了。
And the one who loves us beyond our comprehension is coming back for us.
这位我们所信的神呢，就是超过我们所能够想象的，他就在我们里面。
If that isn't encouragement, if that doesn't make us happy, there's no hope for us.
如果这个还不足以不如果这个还不能够成为来对你的激励的话，那么你在这世界上就成为一个没有盼望的人。
I want you to turn to your neighbor.
我要你转向你坐旁边的人。
And I want you to say.
我要你说。
You can prophesy.
你可以说预言。
You can prophesy.
Yeah. What a great hope.
Do you believe it?
你相信吗？
It's going to happen today.
现在就会发生。
Jesus. All right. You know what? Let's just move to our activation.
我们现在就来看
We're going to have some fun.
开启。
Remember, what's God's name? Jehovah Fun.
记得神的名字叫什么吗？叫做耶和华有趣的神。
Jehovah Fun. What is that in the Greek? Is that what you said? I don't know. All I know is that the Jesus that I know attracted small children and people everywhere he went, that he radiated joy, that everybody wanted him at their party.
我只知道就是说耶稣呢他不管走到哪里去他总是吸引的老老少少的并且他把这样的欢乐带给大家
Why do you think they called him a wine bibber and a drunkard? A wine bibber and a glutton?
你认为为什么圣经里面指到耶稣有人讲到说他是贪食好酒的
He was a party guy.
因为他是参加派对的。
Think about it. No, really and truly think about it.
想想看。
It says in Hebrews that he was anointed with joy beyond measure.
圣经里面讲到说他的欢欣喜乐是超过我们所能够想象的。
Because he hated iniquity and loved righteousness.
因为他讨厌假冒伪善人，但他喜爱公义。
I'm telling you, holiness is fun.
我告诉你，圣洁是很有趣的事。
It's freedom.
因为那就是自由。
It's joy.
那是喜乐。
And if we think Jesus was not wonderful to be around, why do we want to be close to him?
如果我们认为耶稣是一个无趣的人，我们为什么要靠近他？
I know he has wonderful things that he can give to us.
我知道他有很多很有趣的事情是可以给我们的。
But you know, he is fun to be with.
他耶稣是真的是可以，是真的是有趣到我们可以靠近他的。
I'm not diminishing him as God.
我不是说在贬低他这位神。
Believe me, I have a very healthy fear of Jesus as the judge.
相信我，我对耶稣的这种审判呢，是真的是存着敬畏的。
But I also know that he made me, he made you.
但是他创造我，创造你们。
And doesn't it feel wonderful in your soul to have fun?
你不觉得在你的魂里面你很有趣是一件非常好玩的事情吗？
I mean real fun.
我是说是真的是有趣的事。
I have fun when I look at a sunset.
我欣赏日落的时候我觉得非常有趣。
I have fun when I hear a funny joke.
我听到笑话的时候我觉得很有趣。
I can have fun with God.
我跟神同在的时候也觉得非常有趣。
And so that's why I call him Jehovah Fun.
所以呢，我称他为耶和华是有趣的神。
It doesn't mean he's not Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness.
并不是讲到说他就不是一位耶和华是。
It doesn't mean he's not Jehovah Rophi, our shepherd.
也不是讲到说耶和华不是一个公义的神，或者是他不是我们的牧者。
It doesn't mean he's not Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
也不是讲到说他不是耶和华我们的供应者。
It doesn't mean that he's not Jehovah Shammah, always with us.
也不是讲到说他就不是一个不跟我们同在的神。
It doesn't mean that he's not Jehovah Rapha, our healer.
也不是讲到说他不是一个医治的神。
But he's also Jehovah Fun.
但是他也是一位有趣的神。
And I don't have chapter and verse, I just look at his life.
我不需要有这些章节，我就可以知道他的一
切。You know what? I guess Hebrews 1 is chapter and verse.
我相信
You need to look at
希伯来书一章的地方，我们来看看。
Before we all prophesy, turn to Hebrews 1.
好，我们在我们要发操练之前，我们来看希伯来书第一章。
Here it says in Hebrews 1:8-9.
希伯来书第一章的第八节和第九节。
And if I'm offending anybody by saying that, please forgive me.
如果有因为这样讲冒犯到任何一个人的话，请你原谅。
I'm honestly not disrespecting Jesus.
我并不是说对我的神不敬畏。
It says, but to the Son he says, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. The wind just came and blew. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions.
希伯来书一章第九节，这边第八节的地方讲到说，论到子却说，神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的，你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。
He was the most joy-filled person that ever walked on the face of the earth.
他就是这位充满喜乐的神，超过在世界上的任何一位。
Amen?
Amen.
All right. Let's all prophesy.
好，我们先来说预言。
All right. This is a time when we all are going to ask God for a prophetic word that will either edify, comfort, or encourage the body of Christ.
好，我们现在就求神给我们一句话，就是说可以带来造就、安慰、劝勉、鼓励的。
Now, right now you might be going, what am I going to say?
你或许会说，那我要讲什么呢？
We don't know yet.
我们还不知道。
Because we're going to wait on the Lord to speak to us.
因为我们要等候神对我们说话。
Remember, it could be a picture, it could be a scripture.
记得吗？就是说，或许会是一段经文，或者会是一个图片。
You're not going to get a grade for this.
你不会被打分数的。
You can't fail.
你不会被当掉的。
But the word says that we shall all prophesy.
但是神的话却说我们都可以发预言。
So those of you that have a problem with perfection and performance,
如果你在这方面有问题的话，
just, is that you or are you just stretching? I didn't know if he wanted deliverance right now. Or how many of you are like me that you grow up in a home where 100% was the only acceptable grade?
你在当中有多少你生长在一个家庭，就是说父母亲就是经常要来跟你打分数的，就是要达到父母亲的标准的。
Anybody that grew up under perfectionism, a high, and I'm not talking, there's a difference between excellence, a spirit of excellence,and a perfectionist spirit.
就是说这样，这意思就是说是在一个这种完美主义的家庭里面。
A spirit of perfection says that your value and your worth is tied to your performance.
这完美主义的意思，这种的灵呢，就是讲到说你的价值呢，就是建立在你的行为，你所能表现的上面。
A spirit of excellence says, do your best and learn how to do more.
Spirit of what?
Spirit of excellence.
Oh, 这个excellence 怎么翻？这种优秀的灵呢，就是说你呢 ，say that again, say that definition again.
A spirit of excellence says, do your best and learn in order to do better.
优秀的灵的意思就是说呢，你就尽你所能的去做。
But with that spirit of perfection,
但是呢，这个完美主义者的灵呢
，that requires you to perform for acceptance,
就是要你呢一直要做，达到某一个程度。
It makes you feel very insecure,
让你觉得非常没有安全感。
And you can't do your best because you're afraid you're not going to do it perfectly.
以至于你没有办法尽力去做，因为你觉得就是说你可能会不及格。
So that is one of the greatest revelations that came to me in my relationship with the Lord.
这个就是当我在跟神有亲密关系的时候呢，神给我的一个启示。
Is that His love for me is not based on my performance.
神的爱对我来讲不是基于我的表现。
That evenflowing in the gifts of the Spirit is not based on was I a good person today.
神的灵运行在我们当中也并不是说我们是不是一个对他来讲是一个好的人。
So, any of you, I was raised in a very, very strict performance-oriented family.
我是成长在一个这样的家庭背景的家庭，就是说我需要用我的行为导向的来肯定我的一个家庭。
And I want anybody else that was raised in that kind of a situation, or you feel the pressure to perform, I want you to stand up with me right now.
如果你现在知道说你是在这样的一个家庭成长的，我要你现在站起来，就是在这个所谓的这种的完美主义者的家庭，有行为导向的家庭的。
The awful thing about this spirit is that even standing up, you feel like, am I doing the right thing?
这种的灵呢，也会让你觉得说
It's horrible. It's a taskmaster.
这个呢，是很可怕的，因为
taskmaster like it's Pharaoh.
就是一个像法老一样的这样的灵。
It strangles you up inside.
就是让你的里面呢觉得会非常不舒服的。
All right, those of you that are around these brothers and sisters, if that was you too, I thought you said. You were delivered. Okay, all right. I want you to lay hands on the brothers and sisters around you.
好，我现在要坐在旁边。
Take a hold of their hand. They really need somebody to hold their hand, let me tell you.
我现在要在你前后左右旁边的弟兄姊妹呢，就握住他们的手，我相信他们是真的很需要你来握住他们的手的。
All right, I am going to pray a prayer.
我现在做一个祷告。
You don't need to repeat after me.
你不需要跟着我。
Yes. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your unfailing love.
亲爱的天父，我谢谢你永不止息的爱。
I thank you, Lord, that our relationship with you is not based on our own works.
谢谢主，因为我们的跟你的关系不是建立于我们做了多少。
And in the name of Jesus Christ,
我现在奉耶稣基督的圣名，
I remove the assignment of perfectionism.
我现在呢，拆除这一切的这种的灵在当中。
I break the power of performance anxiety.
我现在把这些忧虑的，还有这些忧虑对于这些行为导向的忧虑呢，命令他们离开。
Off of my brothers and sisters right now.
离开我的弟兄姊妹，现在。
I loose them into the grace of God.
我现在释放出神的恩典来。
I loose them into the freedom to be who they were created to be.
我现在释放出神的恩典和自由来，让他们可以进到神的自由里。
And I command every spirit of fear and insecurity and anxiety to leave them now.
我现在斥责一切的惧怕，还有不安全感，还有这忧虑的灵离开他们。
Lord, I thank you for making each one of us secure in you.
谢谢主，你造我们在你的里面是有安全的人。
Knowing that the worst thing that can happen,
知道最不好的，
if we make a mistake,
如果我们犯了错。
Is that you tell us how to do it better.
就是你能够告诉我们怎样做得更好。
We thank you, Father, that you are a loving Father.
谢谢主，你是爱我们的父。
That you always treat us with kindness and gentleness.
你经常就是用你那个用你那个很温柔的爱对待我们。
And we respond to you, Lord.
我们现在对你的爱回应。
In faith today.
还有在信心里面。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.
So you can't make a mistake.
So,
all right?
You can.
You can't make a mistake.
你不会犯错的 You can't.
You cannot make a mistake.
你不会犯错
In prophecy, okay, I want you to repeat after me.
我要你跟着我讲
I can't make a mistake.
我可以犯错
I can only learn how to do it better.
我可以学习怎么样做得更好。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I don't want to get upset with you. I'm teasing. So we're going to get a thought from God's throne.
所以我们现在要从神的宝座领受一个意念。
And the Holy Spirit is going to make that clear to us.
圣灵也会把这个显明出来。
And we are going to share that out loud with the entire congregation.
我们就要把它分享出来。
Now, if you would like to, you can say, "The Lord is showing me."
如果你要的话，你可以说神这样的启示我。
The Lord is telling me.
神告诉我。
Or you can just.Say what you're seeing.
或者你就可以直接的把你所领受所看见的告诉他们。
So I think we've prayed pretty comprehensively, but let's just pray together one more time.
我想刚刚我们只是做一个很概括性的祷告，我们现在可以再来祷告一次。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're washed in the blood of Jesus.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你，你的儿子耶稣基督的宝血洗净了我们。
We thank you for.Calling us to be your sons and daughters.
谢谢你称我们为你的儿子或女儿。
We thank you that your word says that we all can prophesy.
谢谢你的话告诉我们，我们都能说预言。
Lord, today we want to build up the body of Christ.
主，现在我们想要建立基督的肢体。
So we thank you, Lord, for moving in us.
谢谢主，你把我们带领到这样的一个方向。
In the name of Jesus Christ,
奉耶稣基督的圣名,
I release the spirit of prophecy over this congregation.
我现在释放出说预言的灵进到我们的会众当中。
I release that anointing to speak forth the word and the mind of God.
我现在也释放出这样的灵，就是能够把神的心意和启示的灵说出来。
I speak to the spirit of every person here.
我对着每一个在座的人的灵说
And I say be activated in the spirit of prophecy
我说要在神的灵的启示性的灵里面的要运作
In Jesus' name
奉耶稣的名
Let's pray in the spirit for just a minute
我们先用方言祷告
And then what we're going to do is As you receive a word Just raise your hand and I will come to you We can all prophesy
我们都能够说预言，但是当你领受到一个意念的时候，你可以把你的手举起来，我就会走到你那里去。
Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.Let's just wait on the Lord. Let's just wait on the Lord. And if you have a word, just raise your hand. I'm going to come to you, and I would like you to speak your word into the microphone.
我现在走到这位姐妹来，要她对着麦克风说。
In English.
How Chinese is fine.
Okay.我看到一棵树，这棵树它上面长满了苹果，很清楚是一个 color， 就是 green leaves with red apples。那个每个苹果都是 very healthy， 然后每颗苹果，我看那个树满满的。
It's with the green and red apples. It's all full of apples.
That word was for me.
这个话是对我说的，对我们的辛迪牧师说的。
Tell you about it later.
我等一下再跟你们分享。
Jesus said, "I love you."
耶稣说我爱你。
Jesus said, "I love you."
耶稣说我爱你。
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
If you have a picture or an impression from the Lord,
如果你有意念或者有图画从神来的，
我的领受是啊，主耶和华是蛮有主耶和华是蛮有恩典的神，他不轻易发怒，他的怒气乃在转眼之间，他的恩典却是一生之久。
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord.
我看到一个小桥，桥旁边有一个小小的土包，像山峰形状。 而是有一个很明显很明显的红红的口唇就紧贴紧贴我的眼边。
你可不可以再说一遍，我要把它翻译给他听。
我可以讲英文，
你讲中文都可以。
OK， 就是我看见一个小桥。
She saw a little bridge.
Yeah. And there is very very flat. 就是那个小桥这个台阶非常非常的平。你翻译吗？
你刚已经讲了不是吗？我以为你讲了。
我看见一个小桥吧，非常非常平，那个桥是很平的，旁边有一个像mountain 的那个像小山一样，但是个土包高出地面，不是山，在小桥旁边像山的形状的两个土包。
土包？什么是土包？
就是土堆起来的，堆起来的，但很像山，不是很高。You know, it's some earth, and it's just like the mountain, but not real mountain because bridge is small bridge, and this mountain, like a mountain, is not high. It's just like this.
As soon as she started talking, the Lord said to me.That God is making the high places low. He's making a straight place for some of you to walk through where it has been very treacherous and mountainous before.
现在姐妹所领受的意象，她在讲的时候，我们辛迪牧师的翻译呢，就是说我们的神呢，他要把你们当中或许以为说在你们面前的是一个小，是一座大山，其实不是的，它是其实只是一个小小的，并且呢，你们以为那个路不是不平坦的，其实神要把这样的路也变为平坦的，让你们当中有些人就是可以领受这样的意象。
我是看到觉得好像有人在等候那个想要到 missionary， 常到那个东方去做宣教士，还是我看到好像是一个东亚这个好像在宣教士的工厂，好像有人在寻求，是不是神要呼召他去？
你可以用英文再讲一遍。
Okay, I see the vision, I see the field, like the someone will be kind of waiting upon God. Are they being called to the missionary to the far east? So they're kind of waiting upon the God.
Word from the Psalm 103.
Okay. 诗篇第一百零三篇。
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，还在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你一切的疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡。以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕，他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
哈利路亚。
This is my first time God is talking to me. He said, I've been waiting.You, my daughter.
神第一次对我说话，他说我的女儿，我一直在等着你。
I know your heart's aching.
我知道你的心。
I'm here right with you. I'm holding up. Holding up.
我一直都在你的旁边，我一直都抱住你的。
That's what he said to me.
Hallelujah.
这就是神对我所说的。
Father, thank you for speaking to and through your daughter.
主啊，谢谢你对我们的，谢谢你对我们的姊妹说话。
Comfort and encourage every one of your daughters and sons today, Lord.
主啊，就在这时候，请你来对你的儿女们都来安慰。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主。
I know some of you have words.
我知道你们还有人有话。
Remember, this is to build up the body.
记住这是要建立基督的肢体。
Behold, I'm coming back soon.
Behold, I'm coming back soon. 看啊,
Hallelujah.
You 们要休息，要知道我是神。
You need to rest and know who I am.
Hallelujah.
I know that this place is vacant for a while.The ministry of our Harvest Seminary gradually will grow and grow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
丰收神学院将要继续不断的成长。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Yeah, I saw Jesus dancing.
我看见主耶稣在跳舞。